Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord?
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, Father, we thank you for this word to give us strength. Help us to build our faith, Father, so that we can walk according to your will and your way, doing the work, Father, that you would have us to do, so that we, Father, at the end of our lives here on earth, can make heaven our home. Now, Father, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to come forward, take over this service, and share with us the things you would have us to learn this day. Be with us throughout the remainder of this service. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're here in Genesis 25. We've made it through 24 chapters already. We're in 25 now. Verse 1. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishba, and Shura, and Jokshan begat Sheba, and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Asherim and Letushim and Luminim, and the sons of Midian, Ephrah and Epher and Hanok and Abida and Eldadai. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. Now you notice here, all these other kids he had, he wasn't giving them a share like he was and ordinarily would have, because everything he had went to Isaac. Now, he gave them gifts, because you see, they call a lot of these women wives, when really they're not wives. They're treated as wives. They bear children and all, but really, they're concubines. Now they, we can't have them. But see, back then, that was really legal. It won't work for you and I today. Because when we would try that, it would be adultery for you and I. So, now, there in verse 6, but unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac, his son. He gave him this, but he sent him away. Now, while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. Now here in 7, and these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 115 years. He was 175 years old. A score is 20 years. And this says 70, so that's 60 years plus 15 would make it 75, which gives us the total of his years. Now, verse 8. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people and his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, both sons now by Sarah and Hagar, the one that Sarah gave to Isaac, or gave to Abraham. Now, they buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. Now that he was buried there with Sarah. 11, and it came to pass after the death of Abraham, that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well of Lahairah. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. These are the names of sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generation. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nehabah, Kedar, Adbeel, and Mishan. Mishnah, and Dumah, and Maasah, Hadar, Timar, Ketur, Nephius, and Kedivan. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns and by their castles. 12 princes according to their nations, and these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he gave up the ghost and died and was given unto his people, 137 years old. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shar, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. In other words, when he died, he was around all of his family. Now, 19. And these are the generation of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah. We found out how he got Rebekah, because Abraham had sent his servant to find Isaac a wife. And he wanted her to come from their own people instead of from some of the Canaanites. Now, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian, the Perdan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. That's who Rebecca was of. Now, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived, and the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. You see, Rebekah is about to have twins. This is the first mention of twins in the Bible. But there were things here with these twins that we're going to be seeing. She had these children struggling within her. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. He shall know this all before they are born. Now, 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over, like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. She was 60 years old when she bore these twins. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Now we find this Jacob is the one had a little jealousy in him. He was the younger. He was born last, which made him a few minutes or a few seconds younger. But he's jealous of his brother, and he's wanting his brother's birthright. Because back then, the oldest was the one to do most of the receiving of the parents. And Jacob sold pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint because he was hungry. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. He's wanting what really belongs to Esau. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. And he sold it to him for just a little food, for one meal, because he was so hungry and all that he was about to die. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Now, he sold it just for the meat, for a meal. He's kind of taking advantage of his brother. Here in chapter 26, in verse 1, and there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Amalek, king of the Philistines, unto Jeroth. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. God's telling exactly where to go. 3. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. That's what he's promising now to the seed. Four. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Well, we know all of that took place. And we'll be getting more and more of it as we go on through this Old Testament. Now, five. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. You see, this is why he was doing it. Abraham was faithful in keeping his part of the covenant that God had made with him. Now, six. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Seven. And the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, she is my sister, for he feared to say, she is my wife. They said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. In other words, she was a beautiful woman. And now he was afraid for his life. He was willing to let them have her to save his life. But you see, he's going to get into a little trouble. Eight. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Amalek, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. And Amalek called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety, she is thy wife. And how sayest thou, she is my sister? And Isaac said unto them, because I said, lest I die for her. And Amalek said, what is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us. Because you see, they wasn't supposed to be with each other's wives. They could have more than one wife, but they wasn't supposed to be taking others' wives. And Amalek charged all his people, saying, he that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Protectingly. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed it. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Amalek said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And now he's asking him to leave. 17. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had sought them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Naming them wells the same as his father had. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac, herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." And he went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, "I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake." And he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servant digged a well. Then Amalek went to him from Gerar, and Azuthah, one of his friends, and Thizakal, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, "Wherefore come ye to me, seeing you hate me and have sent me away from you?" They said, "We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. We said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee." Now they want to be friends with it. And they want to make a covenant. "That thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace, thou art now the blessed of the Lord." And he was being blessed by the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. So they making this covenant between them and getting along now. And they rose up betimes in the morning and swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. Now, 32. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, "We have found water." And he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. Now, these next two verses, and we're going to stop for the day. 34. And Esau was 40 years old when he took his wife, Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and Bethshemeth, the daughter of Elah, the Hittite, which were a grief of man unto Isaac and to Rebekah. Esau now, it took him two wives, not just one, but two. You see, which in that day and time, actually legal for them to do. But it's not for us. But you see, for the most part, they lived in honesty. And especially with God. And what you and I are missing the most of today among mankind that we are seeing and that is causing a lot of the trouble that we are having in our land today and especially within our churches. We have a lot of them that love the Lord God, but they have no fear of him. And you see, it takes that fear of him to keep us where we need to be. Yes, we are supposed to love him. But it takes that great fear of God in order to have our fellowship with him. And he will tell us that as we go on through the Word of God. We're going to find these things out that I'm talking about now. You know, the thing about it is, yes, I love the Lord. I love him with all my heart. But I also fear him because I know what he will and can do to me if I fall short of making eternal life there to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. I know what he will do with me because his word tells me. And we've had part of that already. You see, this is why I try to keep most of you coming in and getting as much of this as you can get so that you don't miss out on anything. And then we can get through the whole complete Bible at least once with all of us together. You see, I've been through it several times. And I know what it is to get through it. It gives us a lot of joy and all. But it also gives us a lot of knowledge to build our faith. Now, I want you to remember these things. And be with me for every evening and every morning that you possibly can so you don't miss out on a lot of important stuff as we go through the Bible. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this evening, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for this day. We give you praise, Father, for your love. And we praise you, Father, for having eternal life. We praise you, Lord, for the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Now, Father, for those that are sick, and we share with them the knowledge that is given to us, because your word tells us that by his stripes we are healed. What we have to do is lay claim to it and speak that healing to our bodies and stand upon your promise, because it was a promise that we are healed. Not might, not maybe, but that we are healed by his stripes. We may not receive it right that moment, but if we will stand on it, it will come about. And it will come about in the Lord's time, because he knows the best time to give unto us anything to let us have. He knows when we can accept it the best, do the most with it. Now, Father, those that are out there in darkness, we lift them up in our prayers and ask the Holy Spirit to work with them and speak to them. Help them to understand that they need something more than themselves. They need the Lord Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. And they need to put their trust and their faith in him, bringing him into their lives to live in and with them, so that they also can be used in these days and times when the harvest is ready and the workers are few. Be with them, Father. Help with knowledge, with faith, and with strength. And anoint us with that anointing fire of the Holy Spirit that gives us the power, your power, so that we can complete the job and the work that you call upon us to do. Be with us now as we separate to go our own ways. Keep us safe, keep us in health through this evening and the night. Bring us together come morning to meet another day, so that we can talk to someone else about the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can come together at 10 a.m. Eastern time in the morning back into your word and fellowship with each other and with you and the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit. Father, we love you. We praise you. We love mankind. We don't want to see no one lost. Work with us. Use us great and mighty ways, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And God bless. Have a great evening. And sleep well tonight. Hold on to the hand of God and he'll hold on to you. So until then, good night.